All right. I'm getting some background music to this because I'm super excited to be here. Welcome to Ask the Experts on Learn TV, the show where you can connect directly with the experts to get your questions answered live. Go ahead and get your questions into the chat and we'll get to as many as we can. Today, we're talking all about Microsoft Build coming up literally next week. I'm Seth Juarez. I'm excited to be here with Nitya and Amy to chat all about Microsoft Build. How you doing, my wonderful friends?
Live from New York. We're very happy over here.
I know. Nitya, how you doing, my friend? Why don't you introduce yourself, Nitya?
Will do. Hi, everyone. My name is Nitya Narasimhan. You can find me at Nitya on Twitter. I'm a senior cloud advocate in the developer relations team. I focus on mobile devs and Fusion teams.
Fantastic. Amy, who has no need of introduction, tell us about yourself.
Hi, my name's Amy Boyd. I'm an advocate as well here at Microsoft. I'm really passionate about AI. I work a lot with Seth and all of his team. And I'm based over here in the UK as well. So we've got a right little mix of different cities going on here. This is nice.
Oh, so let's start with Build. Tell me about y'all's experience with Build. Are you excited? What's going on? What are you looking forward to? And then we'll get into some of the themes. Amy, we'll start with you.
Oh, very, very excited about Build. In fact, I spent a lot of time today doing backpack things, getting digital swag. It's all been good, but check these out. It's 2021 this year, so I got my digital badge, but I did obviously have my 2020 badge from last year that I found, which is cute. But then, do you remember when we used to be in person? 2019. I found this one as well. So this was fun. And then I got really nostalgic. So I'm now going to have to like make my 2021 badge to make the set.
Are you going to wear all three of them when you're watching? I'm just trying to picture you with like all these badges on.
Oh, all of them. Might even make them into like earrings or something.
Nice. Nitya, tell us about your experiences with Build and your experience.
Absolutely. First of all, I like the earrings idea. I'm just going to say that. And since she has props, this doesn't work, but this kind of works, all right? It says Build on Microsoft.
Yes, yes.
So the word Build is coming. I'm going to claim that. But I'm super excited about Build for two reasons. I was actually reminiscing today, and I realized I've been here 2 years. So the first Build I actually attended in person, and it was amazing because that's the first time I saw the Imagine Cup Championship live.
Oh.
The second Build was our first virtual one, and I did a sketchnoting session, and that literally has been the start of me doing a bunch of stuff in visual guides. So that was super exciting. And I'm very excited for this Build because of the themes. So lots of exciting stuff. I've got a lot of ink pens and paper all set, so I'm going to be doing a bunch of sketchnotes throughout. But other than that, there are a couple of sessions I'm very excited about. Can't wait to hear more.
I love it. And what a wonderful segue talking about themes. By the way, Microsoft Build is coming up May 25th through 27th with lots of great sessions just for you. I thought we would talk about the four themes. By the way, everyone that's watching, I know Amy for such a long time that some of my jokes are like so bad that she does like this laugh where it's half eye roll. So I want you to watch for those. We're trying to elicit this. Sorry to put you on the spot there, Amy. It's true, right?
No, it's untrue. It's untrue. I always laugh at your jokes.
Yes, there's some that on purpose are. There was a session at Build, I think the very first virtual Build, where I explained my rule of jokes. Where jokes can be really good, but it's not a linear model. It's not like jokes are bad and they're good. It's more like you start and it's a circle so that when they get so bad, they become good. And that's where I like to live.
Yes. Nice. Knowing your strength, that's always a win, right?
Just there's a philosophy in there somewhere.
I love it. All right, so let's talk about the four themes for Build. Number one, increase developer velocity with Microsoft end-to-end developer stack. We'll start with you, Nitya. What do you think about that theme? Increase developer velocity with Microsoft's end-to-end stack.
I love it. I hope that's going to be a lot of the stuff related to tooling. And I think hopefully maybe some of the low-code development too this year, like, you know, low-code development, Fusion teams, that kind of stuff. I think there's a new learning path. Plus, there's a really, really good session with Amanda Silver and talking about like Visual Studio Code and all of that. Yeah, super excited about that. At the end of the day, we want our developers to be productive, right? So,
and Nitya said this really well. Fusion developers, if you're looking at the themes, these themes touch all kinds of developers, including Fusion developers, low-code developers. So don't just think like, oh, this must be my theme. There's a bunch of them as well. Amy, increased developer velocity with Microsoft end-to-end developer stack. Your thoughts on that theme?
Yeah, I was looking through the sessions. Definitely loving the VS and VS Code ones. Love getting any kind of tips and tricks on just how to do interesting things in there. We spend a lot of time in there. Power apps. I love power apps, especially just apps and agents as well, or thinking about Power Automate. I found Power Automate very, very useful recently. And then the other piece was they're doing a lot that relates to specific languages. So there's like some stuff specifically around Python, C#, Java, etc. So if you've got a, you know, a fave language, go and check out that category. So because it seems like there's a few in there.
Yeah, and like I started with C#, did C# for nigh a decade. And then as Amy knows, we switched to Python when we started doing machine learning stuff. And so languages for everybody. So that's increased developer velocity with Microsoft's end-to-end developer stack. Everybody knows that's technical. You always get stuck on the dumbest things that take the longest time. And our job at Microsoft is to increase that developer velocity. Hopefully you'll see some sessions that show you exactly how. So that's theme number one. Increased developer velocity with Microsoft's end-to-end developer stack. Theme number two, this is going to be my favorite one. Deliver new intelligent cloud-native applications by harnessing the power of data and AI. Amy, you get the first crack at this.
Yes. I think this is my favorite category. Well, this is definitely the category I've got the most sessions in at the moment, but that could change. Yeah, some of my most exciting pieces. So obviously data and AI, it's where I live. Quite excited about some chatbot stuff. But also there is a session in that category that's about working with NASA, with Sarah from our team. Yeah, and so that one's definitely been added to my backpack. I want to know what they're doing.
That sounds really cool. And you're talking about Dr. G, right?
Yes.
Okay. Sarah Guthels, fantastic educator. Knows a ton of stuff. She's amazing. I don't get to work with her as much as I would like, you know, because maybe Amy's talking to her and saying, hey, look, you need to stay away from the bad jokes.
No, I don't get to work with Sarah enough. Sarah, call us.
She's so good. Maybe she's watching. No, she's too important for this. Nitya, what do you got for deliver new intelligent cloud native applications by harnessing the power of AI? What do you think about that one?
You're putting me on the spot here. There are two AI experts in the room, and I feel like, oh my God, I'm going to just kind of step on my own toes. But I will say, I am super excited about, there is a session on, I think it's called Intelligent Applications Infused with World-Class AI. I want to know about real-world use cases. Second is, I'm super excited about everything in Azure Cognitive Services, kind of from the mobile side as well. There was recently, for Earth Day, they ran a contest where they were trying to get people to use different AI services to build apps. I think that's super interesting. And last but not least, and this is kind of like a shout out too, just released the visual guide to Azure Data Factory. And I know the Azure Data Factory team is doing a bunch of stuff related to kind of like how to get started. They released a new learning module. So I'm super excited for that. So those are my three things: real world use cases, Data Factory, and just kind of like learn about what new paths are out there for me to explore.
I love it. And I'm so glad you went to Azure Data Factory, because it turns out that your AI or ML models are only as good as the data you give them. And so speaking about that, and I don't know, I tend to live in the model space, you know, making the models, because that's what's exciting to me and how they work. But really, they're not any good without the stuff that Nitya was talking about. All right, so that was theme number two, deliver new intelligent cloud native applications by harnessing the power of data and AI. Theme number three, build cloud native applications that run anywhere. Now, that's an interesting one, because we're saying cloud native, but anywhere. We'll start with you, Nitya. What do you think about that one?
Okay, so I always get scared by when I hear the word cloud native and multi-cloud, because I'm like, oh my God, I'm never going to know everything, right? But I think that's what this is really beautiful about this, is like we've got so many sessions talking about how you could do things like Azure Static Web Apps. I think that's the one I want to go for.
Yes.
The second one, I'm not sure if it's part of this. It could be, but I'm actually going to participate in a few sessions around mobile, including dual screen app development. So I'm super excited about that. Yay, go Surface Duo. Okay. And then I think I actually am here to learn about some of the technologies that I'm not as familiar with. I think there's like Azure Arc. There's also an innovation session. Anytime Mark Rusinovich goes there and talks about stuff, I get really excited. So I want to go check that out. I want to know what they're doing. I'm not sure if they're going to talk about Dapper, but that would be the other thing that I'd be interested in.
Oh, fun story about Mark Rusinovich. So first year on the job, I think it was, we used to have these things called Tech Eds or Ignite. It was the first Ignite ever or something. And it was like my very first year on the job. And Rick was there fanboying over Mark Rusinovich. And I didn't know him that well, but I thought I would mess with Rick. And I was like, Mark, dude, thanks so much for inviting me to your family picnic. We had a really good time. And thanks for showing me all the cool stuff in your room. He's like, yeah, Seth, dude, anytime you want to come over, just let me know. And Rick's like, why want to go? It was all made up.
He went in on it as well on the joke.
Mark would lead in. He's like, oh, dude, yeah, anytime. You come over whenever, we'll hang out. And Rick was like, hold on, let me put the sad strings on. I want to go too. And then so funny. I don't even know what we're talking about, but I just want to tell the story because Rick was like, but I want to go. I've never been to that dude's house. The guy is seriously one of the coolest guys I know. And so, like, I'd probably mow his lawn if you let me. Sorry. All right. Sorry, this went off the rails real quick. Amy, your thoughts on deliver new intelligent cloud-native applications by harnessing the power. Oh, no, we did that one. Build cloud-native applications that run anywhere. That's what we're up
to. Anywhere. Love it. Anywhere. Nitya, yes, Dapper is in there. I wrote that down too. And I was maybe we need to know more about that. I'm in the same boat. This is an area that I don't spend all of my time in. But realistically, like anything to do with data and AI has to work within an architecture. So it's super important for me to get out of my comfort zone and kind of go along some of these. So things around containers, things around serverless, especially, I think are going to be top of my radar.
Yeah. And if you watch the show, I think we did this on Tuesday and it was me and Christina Warren. I told you all about a story because one of the blessings and privileges that we get to do in this job is we get to go and meet all sorts of amazing people that are doing amazing things. And this one time I was an assignment in Kenya and we went to the Kenyan Wildlife Reserve. The gentleman there were telling us about how the fence breaks and sometimes lions like get out and eat people. And I'm like, that sounds like a bad thing. And he's like, is there a solution that you could use for that? He was telling us, and this is kind of crazy, but if you think about it, cloud native at the edge is also possible.
Yes.
And having AI models run on a tiny device like a Raspberry Pi that's sitting there looking at a fence and can alert when there's like a lion nearby, that's still cloud native, but running anywhere, which is super cool. And I wish we would have had this because this was many years ago. Totally good solutions there. So build, that's theme number three, build cloud native applications that run anywhere. And now finally, theme number four, collaborative apps for the hybrid workplace. The way we have done work over the last 15 months, because I too have put on the COVID-19, we're talking about weight, right?
Yeah.
Hold on. What was Amy's face? What was Amy? I'm trying to
see. Amy, teach me how you keep your poker face. I really need to know.
She did the face. I know. That was the one I was waiting. I was waiting. I missed the face. Dang it. She's trying to chew it back. But seriously, no, it's changed the way that we've worked. And now the way that we've worked on our team, because we're very geo-distributed, changed a little bit, but it changed a lot for everyone. So when we're talking about collaborative apps for the hybrid workspace, Amy, what do you think about that theme?
Oh, I do love it. Two of the things that really stood out for me on this theme were Teams. I mean, I spend my life in Teams at the moment. So anything I can do to learn more about what I can build for our team inside of Microsoft, what I can build for other people outside is quite exciting. And the other one is Microsoft Graph. I actually had a chance like a few years to go to like get started on it and I don't feel like I ever scratch the surface, it is like a form of data science in some senses. Like there is so many different things you can get access to within the graph within your domain and actually, you know, build things on top of that data. So love that. Want to find out more about that.
Fantastic. Nitya. Collaborative apps for the hybrid workspace. What do you think?
Oh my God. So this one, I'm on board 100% because we've got amazing advocacy teams in M365. So the learning path. So Microsoft Graph 4.1, that was my number one actually, because it's kind of like when you think about graph, it's like knowledge graphs, but it's got a lot of data. And I think one of our colleagues actually released a path on knowledge graph. I mean, it's our Microsoft Graph Toolkit, which makes it easy to embed access, like just using web components, literally putting an element in a web app, right? It was amazing. That is something I want to do. And I think we've got two sessions on that. Teams, I just realized they've made Teams now available for personal use. So I'm hoping a lot more communities all get on board with using it. And I think the Teams thing that I'm super used to, kind of like interested in, is actually kind of integrating personal information for myself. More and more, we're literally living in Teams. It's like, I want to have just two displays for my computer, one on Teams and one on VS Code. And I should be able to do everything just through those two. Never launch another app, right? If I can live that way, I'll be good.
Nitya, you and I, we've been thinking of this literally the same way, because at Microsoft, we're in planning season and we like to know how we're doing and we like to measure ourselves. And I thought, why can't we just do all of this in Teams, like report things in Teams, see how we're doing it, things in Teams, open up Visual Studio Code and have Teams in there too? I mean, it just feels like there's a lot of amazing things we can do to be more collaborative and above all inclusive.
Yes.
Because I think even going back when things go back to normal a little bit, everyone's always going to have on their mind, maybe someone is virtual, how do we include them as well? And so I'm excited about that. By the way, just a little recap. We're halfway through. We're here for your questions, so get your questions in. Number one, increase developer velocity with Microsoft end-to-end developer stack. That's theme number one. Theme number two is deliver new intelligent cloud-native applications by harnessing the power of data and AI. Number three, build cloud-native applications that run anywhere. And number four, collaborative apps for the hybrid workspace. And by the way, we like to thank producer Mel, who's in the background. I don't have the teleprompter up, so I don't know if there's any questions. So will you tell us if there are? It's all about the questions. And I think I have it.
Yeah. I don't currently have anything coming in, but get them in now. Ask those questions.
Yeah, absolutely. Tell us which sessions you've got in your backpack. I really want to know. It's probably likely that we are missing some of the sessions. People seem to be finding them better than I am.
Correcto, as we would say in Spanish. Absolument, as we'd say in French. That's it. I can't show up.
Hey, but since you have so much cloud, Seth, how much can we give you a wish list and can you make it happen?
Oh, I could give you a wish list and maybe you can make it. We can all give each other wish lists and have a very happy Christmas indeed.
I think this is going to be an inspire thing by you. I want the ability when you're in a Teams call to press a button to capture 3 seconds of video as a meme that I can use in Teams afterwards.
That's what I want. That would be funny.
Reaction shots.
A reaction like, oh, I'll be like, okay, Nitya, get ready. I'm going to say something really dumb. We got to get Amy, his face, and then push the button.
Poker face going on now.
Poker face, Amy. Gosh. By the way, I worked with Amy for many years. Super intelligent person. I'm so lucky to be on a team where they're in with, and the same with Nitya, who's also very talented. Mel, there was a video we were supposed to play, if I remember right, about introducing Build. Are we still doing that? And if we're not, just tell me and then we'll fix that, because I just remember that we're doing that. So she's like, yes, please. Yes. Okay. So let's play this video. I think it's a promo for Build. Let's roll it right now if we can.
Hi, I want to tell you about an exciting opportunity we have for you to join Microsoft Build as a live audience member. We have a 2-hour segment called Into Focus, and it's in the style of a daytime talk show that brings together key Microsoft executive, tech industry analysts, and a live viewing audience. If selected, you will have a chance to ask questions on air and be featured during Microsoft Build. This unique format will give everyone a chance to contribute toward our goal of fostering a deeper connection in this digital world. To apply for one of these slots, please complete the form below by May 20th. We hope to see you there.
I have seen this, and that is indeed producer Mel. She's fantastic. And this is cool because there is a show that we do. I don't know if I'm allowed to say the name of it, but we did it last time. The last time we did the show was called Into Focus. I don't know what it's going to be called this time. But you get to be in the audience with us, like the NBA games. Remember those things that you would see that they would, people would be clapping? I'm so excited for that. Please do sign up for that. Do we, if we could, do we have the link for that? Can we put it below so people can see what it is? Please sign up to be in the audience. I would love to see all of your wonderful faces. And if not, we'll get the link at the end. All right, now it's time to, because we're running out of time, to go through the website a little bit so y'all can sort of guide us through how people are supposed to use it. So if we could go to my screen here in a second, we'll go through the website. By the way, the beauty in this slide, you know what I'm saying? It's just, oh look, that's me. Everyone's like, oh, there's Seth. Sad trombone. All right, so let's get to it. Why don't you all take one of these tabs and maybe help us out? Amy, tell us about the schedule, backpack, digital swag. Dude, tell us about the backpack, because I know you know about that.
I do know about the backpack a little bit. So the backpack is all about putting stuff in there because there is only 24 hours in the day still. We have not solved that problem yet. And so one of the things is there is so much going on that it's likely afterwards that's when you're going to actually start applying some of this knowledge. And so the backpack's really great because you can add pretty much anything to it. And then afterwards, for 90 days, I think I had it noted down, you can actually go ahead and download your backpack. So you get like a Word document with like a load of useful links in it. So I absolutely love the backpack. So you basically go to your schedule and you'll notice that in the schedule, you can see things like add to backpack when you choose sessions. So sometimes it's add to schedule. That'll give you a calendar, which is very nice. Yeah, so here we go. Add to schedule, for example, on that top one, or save it to your backpack for later. Both these are great. I've kind of done a bit of both, if I'm honest. We all stretch our days a little bit, don't we, within reason. And so there's some sessions that will be quite late at night where I am, but they're all repeated as well. So definitely find the one that's in your time zone.
That is so cool. So yeah, this is the schedule. Now, are there any sessions, Nitya, that you're excited about? Should I search some out? Maybe give some people some tips on what they should be adding to their schedule or backpack? What should I put in here? What should
Fusion.
I look
for? I'm going to say Fusion. That's the session I'm going for. It's debuting a new path, so I'm super excited about that. Ooh. And obviously, Satya's keynote. We don't want to miss that.
But I was trying to tee up the thing that you were telling about earlier, remember?
Yes. Okay, student zone. I'm so terrible.
Student zone.
Unity.
I'm terrible. I wanted to
pop it up so she could spike it.
I know. Laid up. Okay, so student zone. And I think under student zone, it's part of there's a link in the learning zone as well, which kind of has a whole tab for all the sessions together. So if you go into learning, into more and under learning zone.
Mm-hmm. So learning zone.
Basically, I think in the learning zone overview, if you go up to the top and kind of go to where it says, yeah. So right there, you'll see that there's a student zone as a third tab. So you can kind of go and check out all the sessions. I'm excited about this because if I'm not mistaken, they're actually going to be Microsoft Student Ambassadors also kind of hosting or running some of these sessions. I totally remember how amazing this area was when we were doing this live, but now it's digital. Everyone can attend. We're not constrained to the space. A lot of beginner level learning paths, conversations, career conversations. This is going to be amazing. I'm super excited about this.
Awesome. And you can see here, Dmitry Soshnikov, colleague of mine, super good. Well, colleague of ours, we're all on the same team. Super good dude. Good one there. By the way, I went to the learning zone and then I went to the overview, and you can see all of the sessions in the learning zone. This is the one. If you want to get into the student zone, you can have these wonderful folks talk about that and introduce that to you. I'm pretty excited about that. And then, as always, the Imagine World Cup Championship, hosted by the one and only Donovan Brown. We're pretty excited about that. Make sure you tune in for that. So that is the My Event. We did the schedule. We did a little bit of the backpack. We went into the learning zone and did an overview. Can someone tell me about the Cloud Skills Challenge? Nitya, do you know about that one?
Oh my God, yes. This is my favorite thing. So if you're not familiar with Cloud Skills Challenge, Cloud Skills Challenge is like a 30-day almost, but a challenge where you compete with other people. It's almost like gamified. But you can go in there, look at modules, do them really quickly, and check to see your progress against other folks in the team. We have a whole bunch. Now, in Cloud Skills Challenge, you have the ability to start during build and continue on throughout. And for those who finish, if I'm not mistaken, there are some benefits, including discounted certifications. So we need to check that out.
Hey, now. That's awesome. All right, let's go over to the connection zone. Look at these wonderful things and opportunities that you have. We'll go to the overview, but you have the ability to do one-on-one consultations, product roundtables, and if you set your attendee profile to public, you can also meet and greet other attendees. So let's go to the connection zone overview here. By the way, I'm starting my walk-off music here because we've got like 5 minutes left, and this walk-off music is exactly 5 minutes. You can do local connections, ask the experts, product roundtables, table topics, humans of IT. There's wonderful things, stories in there that you're not going to want to miss, and one-on-one consultations. All right, friends, in the last waning 4 minutes that we have, your thoughts, Amy, if this was your first time in hindsight, you're telling someone that this is their first time, what would you suggest to them to do to get started? Amy, it's all you.
Ooh, I think you've definitely got to go along to the keynotes. I always think they give you a good like 101 on the strategy, and then you'll see stuff in them. And then I feel like you can go like deep dive into other things that relate to it. But also do go and do some of the more like interactive sessions. I think part of build that was so incredible in person was kind of meeting different people and having a chat. And there's so many good ways. The product roundtables, I've signed up to one of them around Azure Data Explorer, like connecting with engineers. And then the one-on-one consultations, like if you are new to Microsoft stuff and you are like, you know, thinking about how to build something, one of our engineers can have a really good chat about that. We used to do that at the Ignite the Tour, Seth. It reminded me of it. And I was like, oh, people, I used to love people coming to talk to me, and we would, you know, talk about what they could do on Azure.
Wonderful. Nitya, if you were to suggest to someone a plan of action, if it's their first time at Build, what would you suggest to them?
Okay, this I'm very passionate about. First of all, if you're on Twitter or any of the social networks, put hashtag MSBuild in your profile so people can find you, whatever you tweet. It's probably in an online environment, it's really hard to connect to people. Events like this are where you will discover people like you. So make sure you put that hashtag and tag that so you can be found. From a session perspective, my favorites are going to be to go to the learning zone. There are learn live sessions where you can work alongside other people to actually understand how to do some of these modules. Check those out, get it done, and then go take the Cloud Skills Challenge. And then the other one is the local community. I mean, at the end of the day, I think we're all missing being able to connect to people in our real lives. Find out who's around you. There are a lot of really nice sessions where you can make connections. And of course, you can watch all these videos afterwards on the archives. So can't miss anything.
That is true. And just to finish up, we've got about 2 minutes. A reminder that if you want to take part in the actual show, we've got the link below. You can become part of the live audience for the Into Focus show. I get to be there. I'm excited to meet folks. It'd be cool to have people actually there, because one of the things that I miss, I'm sure you do too, Nitya and Amy, is we miss being in front of people and getting live interaction, because that...
Very.
Right? That's the part we
miss. Absolutely. 100%. It's going to happen. Next build, it's going to happen.
It's going to happen. Well, let's hope so. And as always, if you want to learn more or you want to register, we'll put the registration link below for Microsoft Build. We're excited to be there. We're only a couple of days away. And maybe a sneak peek, Golnaz, who runs Channel 9, we're going to do a Twitter Spaces where you can ask us anything about any build next week. Monday at 11. We'll tell you more details will come out soon. We're super excited. You can ask us anything about anything that ever has happened at any build, because I've been to every single one of them except for one. Thank you so much for being with us, Amy and Nitya. It's always a pleasure to talk to you, my friends. And for those that are watching, please register for Build. Thank you for watching, and we'll see you next time. Take care.